This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Corinne, C-O-R-R-I-N, like November, N like November, E. Bertram, B like boy, E-R-T-R-A-M like Mary. Date of birth 12-10 of 1935. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Bertram with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was February 20th of 2023. She did have some follow-up appointments scheduled, but then canceled and didn't reschedule until now. She did have 2 hospitalizations since her last visit. Initially, it was on September 20th of this year when she tripped on her small dogs in the driveway and fell. She broke her right wrist. It was the distal right radius, and that required surgical repair and casting. And then she had a closed fracture of the distal right femur. That also required ORIF surgery to repair it. She was in a rehab facility for a while, and now she's back home with assistance and doing very well. And then after discharge, she started having dark stools and some coffee ground emesis. And an ambulance was called when it actually became frank blood, and she had a severe bleeding ulcer. And she was given a total of 4 units of packed red blood cells to improve the blood loss. And that was at the end of October this year. She's feeling much better, and her aspirin was stopped. Flomax was also stopped, and meloxicam, which we had recommended she stop over a year ago, but apparently she had never stopped it. Now she's completely off that, and the daughter understands that the patient should not take that again, and the patient also understands. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Her weight is stable over the last 2 years, actually, also. No headaches or syncopal episodes. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No orthopnea or PND. And medications, in addition to the ones I previously mentioned being stopped, she's on metoprolol 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 5 milligram daily. And she's on iron, 325 milligram once a day currently. And for pain, she uses Tylenol. And she's only using that once a week, according to her daughter. Physical exam, weight 127 pounds, pulse is 86, blood pressure is 124 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 7th of 2024. Her creatinine was 1.17, which is stable. Her sodium 137, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 28, calcium is 9.52. Estimated GFR is 45. Hemoglobin is 9.7, and that's actually improved after receiving the 4 units of packed red blood cells. White count 4.6, and platelets were 522,000. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We would like her to continue to get labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And 4, recent GI bleed with improving anemia. She can continue the oral iron daily. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.